See, God wants you to practice hearing His voice and then record it. God wants to speak to you even more than you want to listen, but you have to just start, and I'm telling you, it all adds up. Hey, I'm Terry Savelle Foy, your cheerleader of dreams. I want to talk to you today about how to master your mornings with three habits that will change your life. And I want to say a huge thank you to all of our ministry partners. You are making such a difference in so many lives, and I just want to say thank you. So I want to start out by explaining how change adds up. Let me explain. When my husband Rodney and I were first married, fresh out of college and broke, we started saving our change. We had this, let's see if I can lift it. Oh my gosh. We had this giant Coca-Cola bottle, a piggy bank. And a little at a time, we would throw in some pennies, a nickel, a couple of quarters into the bottle. Well, months went by, and it looked like we probably had like $7 saved. But we kept on and kept on month after month. Well, one day, when I was expecting our baby Cassidy, we were in desperate need of extra money to pay the doctor bill, hospital bills, all that stuff. In fact, we had a bill of $345 waiting to be paid for medical expenses. We had no health insurance at the time, and any extra money we did have, it went on my bean burritos and my Dairy Queen blizzards. But I got kind of addicted during that time, but seriously, we were in dire need of extra money. Well, one day, we had a random thought when we just glanced over at the giant piggy bank. We thought, let's take the change up to the bank and just see how much money we've saved. We thought every little bit helps. Well, before we walked into the bank, we played like a little guessing game in the car. I said, how much money do you think we've saved? And at first I said, I'm gonna guess like $78. Well, Rodney guessed a little higher, like $92. When we walked into the bank, Rodney had to carry this heavy thing. It was much bigger than this, full of mostly pennies. We were shocked when the bank teller poured the change into the bin and we watched it spin around and around for several minutes, and then it spit out a receipt of $372. We were absolutely stunned that our little habit of just tossing coins into a Coke bottle, it provided more than enough for our first doctor bill. What am I saying? Change adds up little by little to outstanding results. Well, let me see if I can put that back. Man, I'm strong. It's the exact same way in your life in every area. Every bit of change you make, it adds up. Every morning that you get up and you spend time in prayer instead of sleeping an extra 30 minutes, it adds up. Each time you read something positive to build your faith instead of just scrolling Instagram, it adds up. Each time you choose a banana over a donut, it adds up. I'm telling you, change adds up. You know, I heard someone say that the reason it's so hard to stick to new habits and making small changes is because we get used to watching a 2-hour movie where people meet, fall in love, get married, have kids, achieve success, and it's all within 2 hours. You know, we watch people conquer the world in the same amount of time it takes you to do laundry. Well, never underestimate the value of small positive changes. Every day it's getting you closer to your dream, your ideal future, your breakthrough. In fact, Zechariah 4:10 says, do not despise these small beginnings, for the Lord rejoices to see the work begin. Oh, and I want to tell you real quick, your free download this week is my 5 a.m. morning habits. This is my personal morning routine. And I listed everything I do every single morning with the time attached to it to give you an idea of how long it takes me to do all 5 habits. So you can just click the link in the description to get that free download right now. But today, I want to share with you 3 of the habits that I started years ago that add up to the greatest results. And if you'll just get committed to these 3 areas to change in your morning routine, even just a tiny bit of consistency, it will add up to the greatest improvements in your life. And real quick, so I don't forget, I wanted to ask you, would you help me reach a big goal here at the ministry? We set a goal to have 300,000 YouTube subscribers on this channel, and we're getting closer, but your support would mean so much to us. See, when you subscribe, it causes YouTube to push our videos in front of more people, and we want to show people how to live their dreams according to God's word. So I want to say thank you for helping us get this message out. Okay, number one is to just schedule a devotion with God every day. You know, years ago when I was going through the lowest time in my life, on the verge of divorce, separated from my husband, living paycheck to paycheck, no money in my savings account, no dreams for my life, and desperate for change, I took the advice of my dad to start a morning routine of prayer and meditation. Now keep in mind, got my giant pencil, of course, prayer is you talking. Meditation is when you listen. And my dad told me to always take these two things with me into my prayer time with the Lord. He said, take a journal and take a pen. And the reason is to practice hearing the voice of God. And my dad told me, he said, whatever you hear, write it down. Even if you're not sure, is it God or just me making this up? Write it down anyway, because little by little, you'll start to recognize the voice of God. Why? Because change adds up. So I started a simple daily devotional and then writing in a journal whatever I heard in my spirit. Even though my mind would tell me that was not God, I just kept writing. And I scheduled this appointment with God on my calendar every morning at the same time. You know, the best way to start a habit and keep it is do it at the same time each day, right? Well, little by little, I started getting instructions for my life. One of them was to clean my house. And I seriously doubted that God was talking to me like that, but I took it literally. And do you know that getting my house cleaned and decluttered, it did more for me mentally than it did physically. It brought so much peace to my mind. And at that time in my life, I needed peace. Well, another time I heard the word icing. And I just thought I was hungry, but God began to teach me and tell me that He was giving me the name of the women's conference He wanted me to start. But several times I would hear things like, let go of the past, let go of the past. And I'd write that down. And I began to realize that God couldn't take me where He wanted to take me until I stopped looking back. Well, Jeremiah 30 verse 2 says, write all the words I've spoken to you in a book. See, God wants you to practice hearing His voice and then record it. God wants to speak to you even more than you want to listen, but you have to just start. And I'm telling you, it all adds up. Okay, the second morning habit that'll bring the greatest improvement in your life, it's going to sound pretty basic and simple, but it's life-changing. So number two is to read something positive every day. Read something positive every day. You know, I actually wrote a daily devotional called Live Your Dreams, and I timed myself to see how long does it take to read something positive. It takes exactly 1 to 2 minutes to read a devotional. Let me ask you, could you read for 2 minutes a day? Yes. Will it make a difference in your life? 100%. Why? Because your input shapes your outlook, and your outlook shapes your whole life. It matters what you're filling up with. And even just 2 minutes of positive faith-building information, it's, you know, going into your spirit. It's going to boost your mood. It's going to change your attitude. It's going to improve your mindset. And it's going to set the tone for the whole day. Can we do this? Yes, we can do this. And real quick, I wanted to do another giveaway this week because y'all loved that a couple months ago. Didn't they go nuts over that, Haley? So I thought I would do it again. So I'm giving away 3 copies of my daily devotional to 3 winners today. So all you need to do to enter this giveaway, number one, is follow me on Instagram. That's where I post stories and interact more. So follow on Instagram. Number two, screenshot a photo of this video. And number three, post the screenshot to your story on Instagram. Now don't forget to tag me in it so I can find you. And we're going to pick 3 winners today to send this book to. And I just signed it. I'll sign all 3 of them. Okay, so follow me on Instagram, screenshot this video, I'm posing, and post it to your story. Okay, let me just say, if reading is a chore to you, like it used to be to me, I hated reading. I only read if it was an assignment. But when I found out that successful people never stop learning, I had to remind myself and tell myself, my future is worth at least 2 minutes a day, and change adds up. Okay, the third habit is, of course, to look at your dreams every day. And you might say, every day? Yes, every day. Why? Because change adds up. First of all, you know I'm passionate about you having a vision and taking the time to write your dreams down. Don't leave your goals in your head. In fact, one of the most fascinating studies on writing your dreams and goals, It was done by the 1979 Harvard MBA program. You've probably heard this study. But graduate students were asked, do you have clear written goals for your future? Well, a shocking 3% had written goals and plans. 3%. 13% had some goals but never wrote them down. You ready for this? 84% had no goals at all. 20 years later, the same graduating class was interviewed, and this is what they discovered. The 3% who had written goals were earning on average 10 times as much as the 97% of the class combined. Isn't that crazy? Well, writing your dreams and goals is a clear key to success. Writing your dreams and goals enables you to stay focused. And then the reason I say look at your dreams every day is because we move towards what we consistently see. So you gotta keep yourself focused on where you're headed, what you're believing God for. In fact, I printed out this scripture because I wanted to read this to you. It's from Philippians 3:15. It says, so let's keep focused on that goal. Those of us who want everything God has for us. If any of you have something else in mind, something less than total commitment, God will clear your blurred vision. It says, you'll see it yet. And then it says, now that we're on the right track, let's stay on it. I love that scripture. In other words, keep it before your eyes. We move towards what we consistently see. Now, I want you to know that every bit of change you make, it matters. It compounds. It counts. Every morning that you get up and you spend devotional time with God instead of sleeping an extra 15 minutes, it adds up. Every time you read something positive to build your faith instead of watching the news, it adds up. Each day you look at your dreams and just imagine yourself achieving them instead of complaining about what's not happening, it adds up. Change adds up. So do this for 7 days and watch how your mindset, your faith, your expectations will improve. And I want to say thank you for watching. And remember, I am cheering you on to live your dreams.